Hello, this is David Lewis for the Hamilton Spectator, reporting on the 2018 World Cup in Russia. One thing so great about soccer is that it really follows scripts. A lot of the star-studded teams that showed up to Russia with all the confidence in the world that their squad was the strongest have found out, much to their surprise, that games are played on grass, not paper. The first round of group stages drew to a close on Tuesday, and the biggest talking point of the last week has to do with the failure of those big teams. Of the squads most favoured to win the World Cup, only Belgium and France managed to get 3 points. Brazil, Spain, Portugal, Argentina could only manage draws in their opening game, while reigning champions Germany lost to a Mexico side who could surprise a lot of people if they keep playing the same way. To everyone's relief, the tournament thus far has lived up to the high expectations that always come with a competition of this magnitude. Concerns over fan safety thankfully haven't led to anything substantial, and supporters have been treated to some excellent games so far, along with the odd dodgy game rife with mistakes and poor quality. Portugal's 3-3 draw with Spain was the highlight match in week one by a distance, and was the perfect showcase early in the tournament to set the pace for future games. So who's showing promise? Well, it's very difficult to assess the qualities of a team based off their opening game, but if I was to guess now, I'd say that Belgium and England are looking like the two teams immediately below the big four that could make a good run at the competition. It pains me to call Belgium a dark horse because they've been the sole owner of that tag since 2010, but for the purpose of this podcast, they seem like one of the few that could genuinely challenge the leading pack. If Kevin De Bruyne manages to keep finding Romelu Lukaku in the area with the passing precision that has become his trademark, then those two alone have enough quality to win matches by themselves. Add in the likes of Eden Hazard, Axel Witsel, Jan Vertonghen and Toby Alderweireld, and there is a serious case to be made that this group has everything necessary to make the leap. However, Belgium's issues in the past have never been about a lack of quality, but more a lack of cohesiveness. It remains to be seen if that will remain the case throughout this World Cup. England, on the other hand, are an enigma. If anyone caught their opening game on Monday, you would have noticed an exciting team of young players, unburdened from the pressure that usually comes from representing England on the international stage. See, for the first time in a long time, there's been very little legitimate optimism that this England side have the quality to win the World Cup this year. This seems to have had a positive influence on the group as a whole, who played for large parts of their game against Tunisia with an expressive freedom and tenacity that has been absent from so many previous World Cup teams. They still needed to graft to eventually get all 3 points, playing against the Tunisian team that came to play act and steal a point, but it was a decent performance nonetheless and is something to build on. Harry Kane's winner in stoppage time, his second of the game, will do so much for the squad's confidence, and although winning the competition is still quite far out of the realms of possibility, they should be an entertaining team to watch and could surprise a few along the way. This is an England World Cup squad, however, so for any Brits listening to this, it's probably best that we don't get our hopes up. Mexico. The best story of the World Cup so far has to be Mexico's shock win against Germany. Mexico have always been good but not great, but their performance against Germany was legitimately great from both a tactical and performance standpoint. I don't remember ever seeing Germany look that lifeless or second best across the board. Mexico had them under control all game, allowing Germany majority control of the ball, only to hurt them on the counter-attack time and time again. Irving Lozano, the match winner, could be the star of the tournament if he keeps up the form he showed in Moscow, but it's the collective belief in the system imposed by Juan Carlos Osorio that will ultimately be what leads to a successful tournament. Mexico set a precedent to the other smaller teams that it is possible to beat the best, and that has clearly reverberated to other squads in Russia. For the best so far, well, for all of Spain's off-field drama in the lead-up to the tournament, it was a real surprise to see them be the best team of the first week. If it wasn't for a David De Gea error and some Ronaldo magic, they would have come away with the 3 points against Portugal. Most of Spain's squads are serial winners, so it shouldn't be all that surprising to see them show their quality, but it was impressive nonetheless that they were able to recover so quickly from Lopetegui's firing. Right now, they're the team to beat. For the Hamilton Spectator, this has been David Lewis.